Daf Mem Amud Beis. We hear in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hamoicher Shemen Mezukek L'Chaveiroi Kol Yemeis Hashone Reise Mekabel Olav Lug Umachze Shmorim L'Meyer. That when a person sells Shemen Mezukek, or perhaps the loss in the Mishnah is the way the Rashal has a Shemel Chaveiroi Mezukek, Kol Yemei Sashone Areze Mekabel Olav Luga Mechze Shmorim Lemeye. So the Lekeach is Mekabel on himself, even though the transaction was he's purchasing Meya Lug. So the Lekeach is Mekabel on himself that he'll accept 98 Lug of Shemen Zokuk and 1.5 lug of Shmorim. This is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and that means that the Chachamim are choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abaye, so Abaye said, "Kshetimtza loima ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda muter la'arev Shmorim, ledivrei Chachamim osa la'arev Shmorim." Now let us see Rashi, we'll understand a little better what we're speaking about. Kshetim tzoloimel. This is not im tim tzoloimel, this is kshetim tzoloimel. Kshetedagdeik v'teida mitzui advorim. That means if you'll medagdeik and you'll get to the core of the machloikis, so Abaye said we'll understand what the core of the machlokes is all about. Rabbi Yehuda holds muta la'arev shemorim. Hamoicher shemen l'chaveiroi stam. A person sold his chaver stam shemen. That means the medubah was speaking about he sold them Shemen Stam. Now, Shemen Stam means that it doesn't have to be Mezukek. It could be which Shmorim. Ba'eish shohu Mezukek sheshokoi v'shoktu Shmorov. That means the Lekech went over to the Moicha. He wants to buy 100 Luk Shemen. Fine. A deal, they come to a price, and he wants to see the shemen, and he has, the moicha has large barrels of shemen, and he shows them the shemen, selling you the shemen. Basheru sham, the shemen is mezukik. The shmorim settled already. And I'm gonna sell you this shemen. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mutaloi la'arev ulevalbel shmorim amishukois. That the shmorim which are on the bottom of the barrel, I told you I'm selling you the shemen. So, Lamaisa, the shemen settled already. But we never spoke out that I'm selling you shemen mezukik. I'm selling you the shemen. So, theoretically, I'm allowed to go. There are three stages by Mechira Shemen. First of all, we have to see what they spoke about. Second of all, what did he show him? And then there's a third of all, when he starts pouring the Shemen into the Midah, that means he's selling him 100 Luk, so he's pouring the Shemen into the Midah. Which could be at a later time, after the agreement was made already. Samoicha shemen lachaveiro stam, ba'ishu mezukik, sheshoku v'shoktu shmorov, the shmorim settled, mutaloi, so when he's pouring the shemen into the midah, mutaloi la'arev ulevalvo shmorim amishukois, שיעשו ויסעבו וייצו עם השמן בסייך המידה. Theoretically, we never said I'm selling you shemen mezukik. I showed you a barrel. No, a barrel was, there was shemen mezukik on the top and shemorim on the bottom. We never mentioned I'm selling you shemen mezukik. So memele, the moichel, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the moichel is permitted when he pours the shemen into the midah, he's permitted to mix up, he's permitted to mix up the shemorim and the shemen and pour him shemen ma'orif. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And the Chachamim hold also la'arev shemorim. You're not allowed to mix it up when you pour it in. Shebecheskas mezukuk loikhei memenu v'zeh mekalkoloi. That means that since I had shown you shemen, which at that time was mezukik, so that was the understanding that that's what's being sold. So that means there was a dibur between the lekeach and the moicher. The dibur was, I'm selling you shemen. But then there was, he showed him what he's selling him, he showed him shemen mezukik, which shemorim on the bottom. So the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, now taking these two factors together, what was the transaction? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda holds, what did we speak about? We speak, I'm selling you shemen. You did not ask for shemen mezukik. I did not speak about shemen mezukik. So we spoke about I'm selling you shemen stab, which means shemen with shemorim. You wanted to see the barrel. I showed you the barrel. The barrel was shemen zokik on the top. The shemorim was on the bottom. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that what I showed you, a barrel with shemen zokik on the top and shemen and shemorim on the bottom, does not mean that we changed the transaction. That means I'm selling you this barrel, which has 1,000 lugim in it. Now, it does not mean I'm going to pour it, I won't mix it up. That means this is the shemen that I'm selling you. So Rabbi Yehuda, theoretically, I'm allowed to mix it up. Now I didn't mix it up. I'm so gefeilt, it's a big job. I have a barrel of 1,000 lugim to mix it up. I could mix it up. I didn't mix it up. Fine. I sold you 98 lugim of shemen zokuk. I'm pouring into the midas, I'm selling you 98 lugim of shemen zokuk. And the lekeach is beaming, huh? Oh, Hashem? Ooh, wow. Then, after 98 and a half lugim, I go and I give you a packet of shemorim. Here's shemorim. That's the story. That was dogmach. I never told you I'm selling you shemen mezukik. So you have to be mekabel a lugamachs of shemorim. Now what I pour to you, shemen mezukik. We'll see, it was perhaps for my convenience, for your convenience, we'll see as the sugya progresses. But it does not change the transaction. The transaction was shemen stam, that's what we spoke about, and this never changed. The chachamim hold, the minute he showed him this barrel with shemen mezukik on the top, shemorim all the way on the bottom, so that's what being sold. You showed me the shemen, this is shemen zokuk, like the way you showed it to me was shemen zokuk. That's what was sold, shemen zokuk. So memele, so that's what a buyer wants to say, that's the machloikis. If that's what he showed him, shemen zokuk, does that mean that that's going to be the mechire? Well, no, I'm showing you shemen zokuk, so shemen I'm selling you is this shemen, which is now grad zokuk, but it does not necessarily mean that when I pour it into the midah, I have to give you shemen zokuk. I can mix it up. So let us see again the lashon of Abaye. Kshetimtza loyma, ledivrei Rav Yehuda muta la'arev shemorim. According to Rav Yehuda, me'ikar adin, when he started pouring into the midah, everything was agreed upon. He's allowed to mix up the shemorim of this barrel and pour it into the midah. L'divrei chachamim osa la'arev shmo. The chachamim said, no, he showed him shemen zokuk. So that means that's what the mechira was, and the mechira has to be now shemen zokuk. Now he explains. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, muta la'arev shmorim, he's permitted to be ma'arev de shmorim. So if he wasn't ma'arev de shmorim, v'haynu taime de mekabu. So that's why Al Kaponim, when we're up to 98.5 lugim, and you got 98.5 lugim of shemen zokuk, now I give you a packet of shmorim and a guten tog. The om alei, because the moicha tells the lekeach, iboi loch laruvi, milo yarvi loch. If I wanted to mix it up, couldn't I mix it up? Hashtanami kobu. So I was a fine person. I gave you shemen zokuk, but that doesn't mean that I was pouring for you shemen zokuk means that's what's being sold. We spoke shemen stam, and that's shemen stam is what you're supposed to get. I gave you shemen zokuk, so you have to hold cheshbon that after 19.5 lugim of shemen zokuk, I'll give you now a packet of a lugim and a half of shmorim of shemen. So the Gemara says, that's the cheshbon, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Balei malei, so the Gemara asks, let the lekeach tell the moicher, no, it's not the same. Tell me a cheshbon. If I wanted to, I could have mixed it up. So I didn't mix it up, here's the packet. Balei malei, so let the lekeach tell him as follows. I arvis lei, if you would have mixed it up, have him as dominantly. We'll see in a minute, we're speaking about a chempeni. So you would have sold me shemen ma'uriv, not pure shemen ma'uriv, and I have 100 lugim of shemen ma'uriv, I'll sell it. Shemen ma'uriv is sellable. Hashte my avid lei l'chudei. So we'll see in Taisvis, it's speaking about that. He started selling it already. He was selling it. And he was selling Keseda Shemen Zokuk, and then all of a sudden, he came, he was selling Ma'at Ma'at, Taisva says. That means the Moichel who sold him the 100 Lugim, he didn't give him all at once, all 100 Lugim. He gave him Tzibislach, he used to come every week and buy 10 Lugim. And every week he gave him 10 Lugim of Shemen Mizuki. And he was selling it. The Lekeach was selling it. The Lugim, Shemen Mizuki. And now it comes towards the end. You give me now a packet of Shemol. What can I do now with a packet of Shemol? He said, listen, if I wanted to, if you would have mixed it up, so good. So you're giving me Shemen Mo'uriv. And I could have sold the Shemen Mo'uriv. There's no problem. Now that you gave me Shemen Mizuki, now you're giving me a lug and a half of shmorim. I have nothing but to do with this. I'm losing. You should, if I wanted to, I could have been more. If you would ma'arev it, that's menschlich. So that's good. So you're giving me shem and murev. Now, with your chokhmah, you weren't ma'arev it. Now you're giving me shem and a lug and a half of shmorim. I have nothing but to do with this. I'm losing. And the Gemara also says Amar de Ketayne. And he can't take now a look in the half of Shemorim. So the Gemara says, we're not speaking about a storekeeper. The Balabai is asking, we're speaking about a Balabos. The Nechalei Betzila, the Balabos, in reality, is very happy that he hears pure Shemen. So I was giving you 98.5 lugim of pure shemen. Every time I gave you the pure shemen, you gave me a brocha, so I sang a bench, so it was mamash with the cakes and with the, it was meyredik, the pure shemen was meyredik. Now I'm giving you, so you got to, you drive better for, now I'm giving you a lugim and a half of shemorim. Finish, take it. I mean, fine. That's the svore of Rabbi Yudah. Frag the Gemara, Olei Malei, Midolei Arvesli, Achuli Achlesli. So the Gemara says, fine. But there's another cheshbon. That means you didn't mix it up. You gave me pure shemen. So he didn't say a word that he didn't, when he gave me the pure Shem, he didn't tell me, you know, eventually you're going to get a packet of a lug and a half of Shemorim. You are just pouring to me pure Shem. So it would seem that you were meichel me. That you were meichel, that means you're selling me for a cheaper price pure shaman. Actions speak louder than words. That means you were giving me pure shaman. You could have mixed up, but since you didn't mix up, you're giving me pure shaman, so it seems from your actions that you're asking to sell me pure shaman for the price we agreed upon. This is a cheaper price. So it seems by not saying anything and giving me pure shaman, that's a raya that you're meichel me. Or else you should have spoken out. So Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, the less lay mechila. The snan mocha lo yesatzemet, lay mocha lo yesaboko, mocha lo yesaboko, lay mocha lo yesatzemet. Rabbi Yehuda ima hadomim moidim. Keitzad oma lo mecholi tzimdecho b'mosayim zuz, Now, this, a Gemara, a Mishnah in Baba Basra, Tzemed is the yoke that holds together the Boko. Now, there were some people whose Asrim was a place that, some people Tzemed, when he said, sell me Tzemed, Tzemed means the yoke. Boko means the Boko. To other people, when they said Tzemet, they meant the whole set, the yoke with the Boko. Now, there was a Mechire. Someone, the Lekeach, gave the Mecha 200 Zuz. He says, this is for the Tzemet. This is for the Tzemet. So there's a machloikis, the Tana Kame and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's go to Rabbi Yehuda, then we'll go back to the Tana Kame. Rabbi Yehuda says, he gave him 200 zuz, Tzemet cost 10 zuz. He's giving him 200 zuz. So what is Pshat in 200 zuz? So 200 zuz, when I said, sell me Tzemet, you see that when I say Tzemet, I mean the whole set, Tzemet with Boker, that's Easter, Kori, others called Tzemet the Book or Tzemet. So even though others called Tzemet Tzemet, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadomim Moidim. That means, even though when you look at the dictionary, others say Tzemet means Tzemet, but money speaks louder than words. I say, sell me Tzemet for 200 zuz. So 200 zuz shows that when I said tzemed, I mean tzemed with boko. That's the tight tzemed. Tzemed is tzemed with boko. Some emele, so he has to give him domem medim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Tanna Kamma holds, no, he said tzemed. Tzemed means tzemed. I said, what's on the 200 zuz? 200 zuz, and Mr. Ami wants to give him a matone, and it knows he doesn't take matone, so he's overpaying for tzemet. He wants to buy, he said tzemet, the dava hanimka is tzemet. He's giving him 200 zuz, he wants to give him a little extra money, he's giving him 200 zuz. I say the 200 zuz does not change what Webster said. Webster said Tzemet means Tzemet, and some people say Tzemet means, I mean, the other people when they say Tzemet, they mean Tzemet. So the 200 zuz will not change the dictionary. Tzemet means Tzemet. I gave 200 zuz, he wants to give him a matana. So now, we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, you have to be a stickler with the lotion. He said Tzemet, so the Mechira was Tzemet. He's giving him 200 Zuz. Well, for him for that. But the 200 Zuz does not change the Loshen. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the 200 Zuz is a Raya that Tzemet means Tzemet with Bokeh. So now, The Gemara asked Akasha, let's say he was pouring, it was an upmak, you're selling me 100 lug of shemen. The word shemen means, doesn't mean shemen zok. Shemen means shemen mu'ud. I started pouring you shemen mezukik. I showed you shemen mezukik, that doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara said, when we started giving him shemen mezukik, so that's a raya that he wants to give him shemen mezukik. But the price wasn't a price for shemen mezukik. The price was a price for stam shemen. Everything was stam shemen. Now you're saying, since I'm giving you shemen mezukik, oh, that's a raya, I'm moichel you. That I'm giving you shemen mezukik for a mediocre price. No. Hadame medir. That means if you're giving me a mediocre price, you're going to get mediocre schar, you're going to get shmarim. I now am giving you shemen mezukik. That doesn't mean anything. Later, you'll see, when it comes to the last lug and a half, you can get a packet of shmarim. So, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai. So we have over here the way Abaye said pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, number one, mutar la'arif shmo. That what I showed you about, we spoke about shemen stam. That was the meduba, what we spoke about. Even though I showed you a barrel that has shemen mezukik, which shmarim on the bottom, that does not mean I'm going to sell you shemen mezukik. It means I'm going to sell you shemen stam. So if I wanted to, I could have mixed it up right away, because that was dogma. I didn't mix it up. So fine, you know, I didn't mix it up. You had benefit from it. I know you like pure shemen. So I gave you shemen, pure shemen. But nothing changed what the tchilis, the beginning of the transaction was. It's a transaction of shemen stam, and that's what it is. So therefore, by the end, when I end up giving you the last lug and a half, I'll give you a packet of shmor. That is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the chachomim by tzemer the boker. And le divrei chachomim osa la'arev shmorim. The chachomim, this is what Abaye said. According to the chachomim, the minute he showed him a barrel of shemen zokuk, that changed over the whole transaction. We said shemen stam, we didn't specify shemen zokuk. But when I showed you, I'm selling you the shemen from this barrel, and the shemen of this barrel, basher u'shom ezokuk, that shows that's what I'm selling you. So also the chomem hold, also la'arev shmorim, by the time of the loy mekabel. So therefore, when it comes to the last lug and a half, I can't give you a packet of shmorim. There was an agreement, you're selling me shemen zokuk. You showed me a barrel of shemen zokuk. So that's what was sold. So memele, so therefore you have to give me 100 lug of shemen zokuk. Let us see what Rashi says. Behind the time of the Mekabalola, Abaye said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he had wanted to, he could have been ma'arev the shmorim with the shemen. By the time of the mekabel olav lekech lugemach the shmorim b'shaloyiv, so if I didn't mix it up, v'nos l'loy mezukik, so it doesn't change the status of the mekach. It was a mekach on shemen stam. Now what I didn't mix it up is I'm giving you shemen mezukik, but you're entitled to receive shmorim, and you're going to get the shmorim. I didn't give it to you l'chatchila mixed up with the shemen. I'll give it to you at the end, separated from the shemen. If I had wanted to, I could have mixed it up. So even though I didn't mix it up, but that's what the mekach was, shemen stam. So the Gemara asked, no, it's not the same. If you would have mixed it up, ave mizdabin. So the lekeh kentainik, shayisei moichei bachanus. If a lechatchila you would have mixed it up with the shemen, I would sell in the chanus. I would sell unpure shemen. That's good. That's also can be sold. But now that you were giving me keseida shemen zokuk, so now I have nothing what to do with the shmorim. So the Gemara says, so the cheshbin of that would Abai said, according to Tabiud, if I wanted to, I could have been ma'arev. So I feel when I wasn't ma'arev, I can give you now the shmorim by echen v'ni, that's not a good cheshbin. You should have been ma'arev. If you weren't ma'arev, now I'm going to have a hefset. So me'mele, you have to give me pure 100 lug of shemen. So Gemara says, b'bal Abayis haskina, shalekeich b'al Abayisu. And he purchased it for his own macholim. So memela, so there's no taina. I know you enjoyed better the shemen zokuk. I gave you the shemen zokuk. The transaction was what we had spoken on in the beginning. I'm selling you shemen stam. So lemaisa, you never were entitled to receive shemen zoku. So therefore, by the last lug and a half, I'll give you a packet of shmor. So the Gemara said about that kufa that he gave him shemen zoku, let us say this is a mechila. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Letai made that holds hadomi meidi. Semet ha'oil, the yoke, shumutal ha'shnei atzshvorim, that lies under two shvorim, matzmidom, and connects them, holds them together. So Rabbi Yehuda had said, Adobo yodua, she'ein tzemed nimkar b'mosayim zuz. A yoke alone you'll never sell for 200 zuz. Ala k'moy shohu im aboka mocholoy. So al kochoch. So even though they mentioned tzemed, but here the money, that the amount of money that was agreed on to pay for the tzemed, that shows that the mechira was not tzemed alone, it was tzemed im aboka. V'chahamim aimim ein adomim raya. Af agav d'loy shavi kulahai. Even though tzemed is not worth masayim zuz, achule yochle lekeich ze yesach adomim, lekeich was mevata. You can keep the, we spoke tzemed, that's what was sold tzemed. I'm giving you extra money. Fine. So, I'm giving you extra money for the tzemed. Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Sheyeh Moichel Minastam. I don't say this. People don't squander with their money. Elim K. Pirish, if he says klo, that I'm giving you 200 zuz for tzemed alone. That's one thing. But since he didn't say that, so the Yisrein Hamois is Maidia that the transaction was Tzemed im Naboko. So over here, the hits the Pichos Hamois, I mean, since you're giving me a mediocre price, so that's Maidia that the Dova Hanimkar is not Shemen Zokuk, it is Shemen Stop. That is Sforas Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, so it came out so far, Abaye said, the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim are in one nekuda. If a person said he's selling shemen, we didn't mention shemen zokuk, so shemen means shemen stop. He showed him a barrel that has shemen zokuk and shmorim on the bottom. Is that what he showed them and they agreed that this shemen is going to be sold? Does this mean that he has to give him shemen zokuk? And that's what the chachamim hold. Also, he showed me shemen zokuk. That's what the transaction was all about. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. That what I showed you, I'm going to give you the shemen from this barrel, but it does not mean that the transaction is on shemen zokuk. So if I wanted to, I could have been ma'arev the shemen. I was a ma'arev, but so I'll give you later a packet of shmo. That's Shitas Abai. Omalei Rav Pope. So Rav Pope told Abaye, Adarabe. Ipche Mistavre. The way you're learning Pshat and the Machloikes, the Svore is Punkfakeld. Not the way you say. Ledivrei Chachomim Mutter La'ariv Shmor. The Chachomim say that he's not Mechuyev to be Mekabel Aluga Machzor Shal Shmorim. The Chachomim hold Mutter La'ariv Shmor. That means Me'ikar Adin. If we would stop by step two, would stop by step two, they said, I want to buy 100 luk shemen. And he showed him this barrel that had shemen zokuk and shmorim on the bottom. The chachomim hold mutter la'arif shmorim. You know, that means we stop over here, we'll come now and clarify the situation. What do I have to sell you? You have to sell me shemen stam. Showing you a barrel of shemen zokuk with shmorim on the bottom does not at all change what we spoke about. We spoke, said shemen stam, and that's what was nimka. Showing you this barrel does not mean anything. So therefore, mutal arif shmorim. Aye, if it's mutal arif shmorim, so let the moicha tainit listen. I'm a tzaddik, I wasn't ma'arif de shmorim, but here you have to al kaponim, you had shemen zokok, but al kaponim, take now this packet of shmorim. By no time, the loy mekabel, the loy kech doesn't have to be mekabel, the malay, me the loy arvesli, achuli ochlili, fakat, you were moichel. The Chachamim Litaimom in Baba Basra, the Chachamim hold that I attribute it to a Mechila. So that means, and I say there's such a concept of a Mechila. So Memele, so even though, that means, since you gave me Shemen Zokuk, but you showed me doesn't mean anything. You showed me a barrel with Shmorim on the bottom and Shemen Zokuk, that doesn't mean anything. But when you started pouring into the midah, you are moide shemen zokuk, that shows you're giving me shemen zokuk. Why are you giving me shemen zokuk? I'm giving you a mediocre price. So you're Michael. She's selling me shemen zokuk for a cheaper price. Le divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, also la'arif shmorim punfakar. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to be ma'arif shmorim. So Amir de Kezach, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we made up, I'm selling you 100 lug of shemen, X amount of money, fine. I showed you this barrel, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, the minute I show you this barrel, means, I'm showing you shemen zokuk. I have to give you shemen zokuk, I can't mix it up. Va'af al pikein, Va'af al pikein, the loikeyach has to be mekabel, lug emachts of shmorim. Why? What's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Behind the time of the mekabel, the omalei, because the moiche tells the loikeyach as follows. Iboi la ruvi, I can't be married. That means the minute I showed you the barrel with shemen zokuk on the top, so the agreement is I have to sell you shemen zokuk. That's so the commodity that's being sold is shemen zokuk. Now, kibuli loy mekablis. If you won't be mekabel to accept shmorim. Zvoin v'zovin tagri ikri. So we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos that the moicher, the whole profit of the moicher was as follows. The profit of the moicher was that the moicher went to a shemen dealer and he purchased 100 luk of shemen. Was mixed up with shmorim. And he charged them for 98 loops. That's what the Shemen dealer, that was the Shemen dealer charged him. And the whole understanding is that that will be his profit, that the profit of this person who acquired it will be that he got 100 luk of Shemen Ma'uriv for the price of 98 luk. So the extra luk and a half he didn't pay for. So Memele, so his profit will be he'll sell an extra luk and a half without giving Shemen. He'll only give Shemorim, and that will be his profit. He's charging him for a luk and a half of Shemen, and he's only going to get Shemorim. That's his profit. So he says, if I won't make this profit, so he says, you know what kind of a businessman I is. He says, they tell a shoyte, spend money and buy something, and sell it for the same amount of money, but what will I get from it? You'll be called a businessman. For a shoyte, that's very good. But al kaponim, a businessman without profit, is not called a businessman. So memele, So Rapapa said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that what Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're permitted. The lekeir is mechuyif to mekabel a lug and a half of shmorim, is because even though showing him a barrel of with shemim mezukik is a mechayif that I have to give you shemim mezukik. But since you understand my matzev, you understand how much profit I'm making, so there's a mutual understanding that when we said, I'm selling you 100 lug, you have to pay for 100 lug of Shemon, that means that you're going to pay for a lug and a half of Shemon. Because if it doesn't mean that, so it comes out I won't get any profit, so what kind of a businessman am I? So Memele, that's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see what Rashi says. Kibuli nami le mekablus aloch chasorin ha-shvarim. If you won't be mekabel, you want 100 lug of pure shemen im kema mistaker. So what business am I making? Hey, aschar kulay b'shmorim. The whole schar is that I'm selling you 100 lug and giving you a lug and a half of shmorim. Zvain v'zovin, purchase and sell, tagre ikri, bitmiye. Marshal ulayma l'shoyte, lekach bedomim, v'chazere mocher, b'loy schar, v'tikri tagot. So here we have a machlokes, Abaye and Rapop. Let us see Toisves. Zok Toisves, Luchudei Loi Mizdabe. So this is going, and the Gemara understood that Loi Keyach was a Chenveni. So the Gemara said that Abaye said in Rabbi Yehuda made a Cheshben, that since if I had wanted to, I could have mixed it up right away. So even though I didn't mix it up right away, I'll give you now a packet of Shemorim. So the Gemara says, so he can tie the Luchudei Loi Mizdabin. I can't sell Shemorim alone. If you would have mixed it up, so I would sell Shemen Mehuriv. So you didn't mix it up, now you have nothing but to do with the Shemorim. Vim Taima Factoises Vyitin Lay Moicha Lilekeyach Lug Machzish Morim Shiyari Vedaim Vyimke. He says, what's the taina of the Lekeyach? What am I gonna do? You gave me 98 and a half lug of Shemin Mizukik. What will I do with a lug and a half of Shmorim? You'll mix it up. I had to mix it up. You'll mix it up. So you'll mix it up and you'll sell 100 lug of Shemin Mulim. Vishloima the Mayri Masnissen Afilu Ein Hashemin Ben. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Shemon that was purchased was not Ben. Shalokroi Ma'at Ma'at. We're not speaking about that he sold them all in one shot, 100 luk, 98 and a half luk of shemen in a packet of shmorim. That's not the case. It's speaking about he used to buy from him slowly. I mean, each week he used to buy 5 lugim, 10 lugim for him. And he sold it, umachai. And he went and he sold it. So memele, so now, after I sold 90 lugim, now give me a packet of a lugim and a half of shmorim. What am I going to do with that? I have nothing. What to do? Oy ochloi. Or maybe it's speaking about he ate it. So that's the Chmir Taisvis is saying a chiddush over here. What's a yochloi? The chiddush of Taisvis is that even though he didn't sell it, he ate it. So now between you and me, so if he ate it, so let me give you the shmarim. So lemaisi, you didn't sell it. You ate it. You ate most of it. So he can taina, and later we see by a balabos, there's no taina. If I kill the balabos, I gave you shemim mezukin, then I'll give you the packet of shmorim. Do whatever you want with it. But over here, since it was purchased to sell, so Mela, that what I ate it personally and I didn't sell it, that does not change the chiyuvim of the moiche. That means I purchased it to sell. So to sell, if you're going to give me at the end a lug and a half of shmorim, so it's worthless. That lemaisa, I didn't sell it, that doesn't change the transaction. The transaction was, I told you I'm purchasing 100 lug to sell, and by not mixing it up lechatchila, you're giving me a hefset. What I did lemaisa is irrelevant. The divrei chachomim osa la'arik. Now, Abaye said, according to the Chachamim, Osa La'arif. So that means I showed you a barrel of shemen mezukik, with shmorim on the bottom, that Kufi shows that the mechira was shemen mezukik. So it comes out, the way Abaye said, that is a machlokes minakotza lakotza between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, by showing him a barrel of shemen mezukok, does not mean that the mechir is on shemen mezukok. So therefore, if he wanted to, when he gave it over to him, he could have been ma'arav. And the Chachamim hold, by showing him, that shows that the mechir was on shemen mezukok. So Taisa says, "V'im taima v'neime mishum de islay mechila." Why did Abaye have to say that the Chachamim hold osa la'arev? Could be the Chachamim hold muta la'arev, but since when he was meided him, he gave him shemim mezukik, gets a mechila loy la muta la'arev. The Emerson, the Gemara is takash on Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say he's meichus. Most of Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't say mechila. Rapapa said that is the svar of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold its mutalav and its a mechil. So why didn't Abaye say this? Why didn't Abaye want to say like Rapapa? That's Taisvis Kash. V'yashloimer demasnisen nami mayri afiluk sheshemen adayin ba'en. The Mishnah is also speaking about, the Mishnah could be speaking about, it's he sold them. He sold them 5 lug a week. But the Mishnah is also speaking about Shemen Adayin Ben. All the Shemen is Ben. Vahosam ein Chayich Mechilem, Kimin Shiyochel Esakin, Kiyoim Leikach Hashmorim Ba'arev B'Shemen. That means Abaye understood that the Mishnah is speaking about all cases. That means the Mishnah could be speaking about, it says, HaMeicher Shemen L'Chaveiru Kol Yemois HaShonim. Kol Yemois HaShonim means he's being mistopic. That's also true. But it's also speaking about that it's Ben. So that means I gave him the vial 98 Lugim. So if I gave you now 98 lugim, since I can now give you a lug and a half of shmorim, so it's no reason, there's no echocha b'chlal, I was meichel. That means I'm giving you the shemim mezukik, and then I'll give you the packet of shmorim. If everything is ben and it's biyodai to be marivit, so where do you see mechila? Ula afpope da oma de tamayu mishum mechila, sova da shemen ene ben. He holds the Mishnah is only speaking about that the shemen is not ben. Dil ave ben le shaykh ben mechila. If all the shemen will be ben, so there's no mechila. Where do you see mechila? I'll eventually give you the packet of shmorim. Inami sova the af al pi shehu be'en shayich by mechila kiven the modedai mezukok. That alone, that he was moided mezukik, that means that alone spells out mechila. Even though lemaisa it could be he has an intent to give him, he has an intent to give him at the end of the Medida, a packet of Shemorim, but that alone, that he's being moided mezukik, he's not saying one word, that alone means Mechila. That's the machloket. Medida that is mezukik is that spell out mechila. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda osa. Now Rav Papa said Rabbi Yehuda holds it's osa, and he's mechuyif to give him shemen mezukik. But the reason why you menake aluga machza, because if you won't menake aluga machza, so I'm not a businessman. Vim toima leima muta. Let us say that it's mutter. V'taima de mekabel mishum deles le mechila. Let us say that Rabbi, just like Abaye said, it means what is the machlokes between Rav Papa and Abaye said Rabbi Yehuda holds it's mutter, but and why is he mekabel? Because he doesn't hold mechila. So it could be mutter, but he doesn't hold mechilas. Even though I gave him shem and zokuk, I'm not tailor mechila. V'yeshlami da rapop is sovo, the tzemed uboka ika eichoche de lav mechila. Tzemed uboka, there there's eichoche de lav mechila, because speaking about big money over there, the mistom b'lei rot salite mesayin zuz ala tzemed b'lei boka. Aval hoche luge mechzu shudove muet, Rapapa holds by a small amount, I'm zicher toile in mechila. Zavoin vizovin agre ikre, mayre ishloye moitze limker be yoyser mishalokre. So Taisva says, it is speaking about, that means we hold, it's osa la'are, but it's muchach, I want you to be mekabel the shmorim, because else what profit will I get? So Taisa says, what do you mean? You want to get profit, so charge for each look more. You'll get your profit that way. So Taisa says, Ma'irish lo yemaitzi limka b'yoyke yoysa mishalokre. Lakacham adayadayti da'ocha kanisa mimeni, shayisa yeideya shakim lugamachsa k'day shabiyach tzas, rabi maviyach tzas. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana echad aleikeach v'echad hamafkid. Say if a person purchases shemen, and say a person is mafkid shemen, lipkotim. So the din is the same by pkotim. Now what is pkotim? Echad aleikeach v'edamachid lipkotim, z'trashi leikeach u'mafkid echotem linyim pkotim, toira achas lishneim. They have the same halacha. Pekotim, what's pekotim? Psoiles hagarinim hatsofin opnei hashemen. This is the psoilus of the pits that float on top of the shem. This is not shemorim. The shemorim sinks to the bottom. This is the psoilus that floats on top of the shem. So when it comes to a pikotin, and it comes to mekech and memkech, pikotim have the same halacha. So the Gemara is going to explain, what does this mean? My lip kotim, what does it mean they have the same loch? Ilay miki echad alakech, loy mekabel pkotim, mafkid nami le mekabel pkotim. Yinam, loy mele pkotim, my evid lohu. That means that what, you gave me a shemen with pkotim, when I give you back, I shouldn't deduct the pkotim? So Moses says, ella the other way around. Ki echid de mafkid mekabel pkotim, lakech nami mekabel pkotim. So that means, when we said, I'm going to sell you 100 luk, that means with pkotim, with pkotim. In fact, the Gemara, me mekabel lekech pkotim, the lekech is mekabel pkotim. Basanya, we learned about Raisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer, Le Yomro, Shemen, Ocho, Elo, Le Moicha, Bovad, that Shemen, Ocho, Rashi learns, means the pkotim, the Moicha is mekabel on himself. The lekeach deducts the shmorim, and the moicher has to deduct the pekotim. That means the moicher has to give him shemen without pekotim. And here, before we said echad a moicher echad a mafkid lepekotim, that you deduct pekotim. And here, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't deduct pekotim. So the Gemara says, Loikashe, ho di yoiv leizuzi betishrei, because shokol minei benissen, kimido de tishrei. Ho di yoiv leizuzi benissen, because shokol minei benissen, kimido de nissen. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, Likeyach mekabel pkotim, imocha leishemen stam, yekabel menu shemen im pkotim. Shemen stam means, you're gonna get in the lug, will come some pkotim also. So the Mora says, Le omen shemen ocha elo lemoicha. Le omru hefsed achiris ha-shemen elo lemoicha. Nach isharei lekeach shekibel olav livchais me lugim lug. Umach tzemach me shmorim. The lekeach is deducting for the shmorim. Fikar tzorach litan le shemen mezukik bele pkotim. That's why the moicha has to be mekabel pkotim. So we have here a stira. So Moses says they're speaking about two different cases. Kimido de Tishrei, if money was given Tishrei, Hashar Kishar Hadomim Shal Tishrei. When they used to squeeze out the shemen in Tishrei, there was an abundance of shemen. And it was cheap. Shu bezoil. Ustam shmonim akurim. Vekibol olav pkotim. So that means if a person purchased shemen in Tishrei, so purchasing shemen in Tishrei means two things. Number one, it means you're getting a cheap price. There's a tremendous abundance of shemen then. And number two, the shemen then is ma'urev with pekotim. So that's what you're paying for. You're giving a cheap price and you have to include the pekotim. So that means if he gave him a Tishrei price, he's picking it up in Nissen, but you're getting a Tishrei price with Pekotim. But if a person buys Shemen in Nissen, then it's Biyoika. The Shemen that is sold Benissen is not full of pkotim. Then already it's more expensive prices, but the shemen is sold without pkotim. Stam ein moicha ela mezukik l'chayrash means mezukik of pkotim, even though it's not mezukik from shmar. Let us see Taisvis le amru shemen ocha ela lamoicha. Perish, so the first Shabbat is Rashi. Perish, Omod Hefshit Shalachir is Pekotim, Elo Lamoicha. The Shinoisen, Lekech, Shem, and Mizukik, and Machasel, Leklum, and Meilug, Bishvila Pekotim, Kim Lug, and Machza, Bishvila Shemorim. That's how Rashi learned. So Taisa says, Miu Achiro, Leishayich Kolkach, Bepkotim. That means Rashi learned, Shemen, Ocha, Elo Lamoicha, that the Moicha deducts the Pekotim. Now, shemen ochel means murky shemen. Now, these, the pekotim does not make it murky. It floats on the top. Rashi calls this shemen ochel. So Tosfos says, it's not mashma like that. Miu achira le shaycha kol kach bepkotin, ela bedavra misarev, kama ishmorin, v'yeshloima, period. V'yeshloima zeloi amrinen hefsid, so Tosfos sadifim sha'an de gemor. Loi amrinen hefsid shal achires ashmorim, that ocho means shmorim. Lo min hefsid shal achires ashmorim, ela lemoicha. Shim moicha kshehu mezukik, mekabel olov, Loikeach, Bishvila Shmorim, Lugemachze, the Loikeach pays for Lugemachze, Vamoicha, Mabiacha Shmorim, Ushomoicha, Shemen Ocho, but he sells Shemen Ocho, Noisame Lug Shleimim, Shemen Ocho, Umapse the Shmoidem, Ashemocha, Shu Ocho. Ushomoicha Mezukik, Lakori, Hefsid Loikeach, Avopi Shemapsid Shmorim, Now, this is a very shvere Tosfos. Nachlas Moshe wants to say pshat in Tosfos. It would seem from Tosfos, and the sugi before it doesn't seem like that. It would seem from Tosfos that when he sells shemen mezukik, so then he keeps the shmorim. So that means the lekeach pays for the extra lugemachze, and the moicha is maviach the shmorim. When he sells him shemen ochu, so then the moicha is not maviach because the lekech gets the shmorim. And the taich of the baraisis and the nachas moicha taich is more before would seem that the lekech always gets the shmorim, not like the mashmois of Tosfos. He loves that Tzorchin on Tosfos. But Al Kaponim, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is speaking about only by Shmorim, Amol it goes to the Lekeach, and Amol it goes to the Moicha, but Lekeach Mekabol of Luga Marz Shmorim Beloit Kotim, but this is a Maimar Amuska. Kotim, the Lekeach never is Mekabol. So Shemen Och is speaking about Shmorim, but like the Lekech is never Mekabel Pkotim, and the Maskonos HaGemor is this speaking about Bishar Denisin, B'yoy Medenisin.